We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It gives me goosebumps every time you come down Magnolia Lane.
Right now, I'd call it the greatest week of my life.
I am so happy I don't have to play 18 anymore.
There's no other tournament in the world like this.
The Masters did make Arnold in many ways, but in the other way around, Arnold made the Masters.
Those guys have some incredible memories of this very weekend. And I bet a lot of us do, too. I remember spending many a Masters Sunday at my grandparents' house when I was a little boy. Sitting in the den with my dad and his dad, and in the far corner, there was a short wooden pedestal with maybe a 25-inch color TV on it. That little box was our window to a tiny patch of green in Georgia.
Anybody that enjoys golf, it'd be like a kid going to Disneyland. It's just so beautiful. There's nothing that could compare it to it. And I've probably worked over 40 different PGA tournaments.
Most golf fans will see those iconic landscapes and hear that familiar music on the TV. A relative few will make the pilgrimage to golf's greatest temple. And a handful get to go behind the scenes and see how that legendary tournament comes together.
I was just looking for a job, found a job as a mechanic at TPC Sugarloaf. And then every year they need help down there. So I would go down each year.
KCK native Brian Vervaeke knows Augusta National well. For years, he helped keep the mowers and other equipment that you and I never see up and running during Masters Week.
You can't obviously mow while they're golfing. So while they're out golfing, you're doing maintenance on the mowers and making sure everything cuts right and everything.
While the golfers were golfing, he was repairing and doing maintenance. And the groundskeepers? That's when they went home and went to sleep.
I don't think they appreciated it as much as I did. I mean, they know it's special and everything. I think a few of them just think of it as going to work every day.
When you're there and you're trying to report, you got to catch up. Oh, something happened on 17.
Rick Riley knows about working at Augusta, too. He's a longtime sports writer who says it's stressful, but it's worth it.
And then you got to quickly get over to 13. And holy cow, and you miss a lot. But believe me, on TV is also a great experience. And the other thing is, on TV, you hear a lot more birds chirping because those birds aren't really there.
He and Brian will both be watching the Masters on TV this weekend as they put their years working the most famous tournament in golf behind them. Brian says, though, he'll never forget those April days at Augusta when he worked all week as the crowds moved from fairway to fairway.
On Sundays, when I did actually get to go out and appreciate everything and see it, and you look at it and you think, I helped make that. It's like growing a garden and you see all the fruit. You're like, wow, that's nice.
If somebody's going to Augusta from Kansas City, what's the don't miss? You have to do this.
Pimento cheese sandwich.
Excuse me?
Pimento cheese sandwich.
Is that like the mint julep of the Masters?
Yes, it is. If you go to the Masters, you got to have a pimento cheese sandwich. Like if you go to the ballpark, you got to have peanuts and a beer.
Do you remember your first day on that new job? The one you never thought you'd get? Brian Vervaeke does.
Is this like a dream or something? Am I supposed to be here? Or did I sneak in and nobody knows it?
Back in the early 2000s, Brian, a KCK native, was a mechanic at a well-known golf course in Georgia. But at the beginning of April every year, when they needed a little bit of extra help, he would pack up his tools and head to Augusta for the Masters. His job was to make sure that the equipment the grounds crew used was always ready to go, so that they could hit the course each day after that last player signed his scorecard. And he discovered along the way that you never knew who you would meet at the Masters.
Probably the first person I met was Alice Cooper. And the only reason I met him, I think it was his pitching wedge or his sand wedge he left next to one of the greens.
Says when he chased him down and returned that wedge, Alice was one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet.
Adam Sandler, Condoleezza Rice, I met Phil Mickelson, didn't care much for him, to be honest with you.
And he met Tom Watson along the way, too. Says the other guys weren't quite as excited to meet the hometown hero as was the boy from Kansas.
You know, you can still get a cheeseburger for $1.75, and an iced tea is like 60 cents.
Rick Riley has worked the Masters as well.
It's like you're going back to 1950 or something, and nobody's allowed to run, and everyone has to dress well, and you keep playing this course that we all know, and as soon as you see that course on TV and you hear that music, you're like, ah, it's spring, you know, spring is here.
Riley covered golf as a sports writer for years and the Masters many times. He says there is nothing quite like it, and if you're a fan, go.
It is one of the great experiences of your life, and it's not that hard. You can go, like, say, on a Tuesday or Wednesday before it starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's always guys selling. I mean, you might have to spend $700 for your coupon ticket. It is worth it.
Is it as beautiful in person as they make it look on TV?
Yes, absolutely.
Brian says some of his favorite moments at the Masters were at the end, when his work was done and he could just take it all in.
On Sundays, once we were done mowing and everything in the mornings, I got to go out and hang out and cruise around, so I got to see pretty much all of it.
You can hear the pride in his voice when he talks about the stunning landscapes and the perfect fairways. A Kansas City guy, helping to bring a slice of Masters magic to all of us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.